Blog Talk Radio.
Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask your location, and you can chat with Dr. Lawrence D. Smith, and the host. We have some awesome hosts. Now, you may ask, why should I take an opportunity, Dr. Smith, to hear you and your co-host on Talking Real Prime Time? See, Talking Real to You on Prime Time is the only internet talk show that focus on just plain old. Our title tonight, America is Ruptured. America is Ruptured. And we're going to look at some of the social issues, the educational issues, as well as some economic issues as we see where we are ruptured at. And we're going to bring it all together and conclude by coming up with some final thought on it. You also can check us out on the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WPSW Radio. The Internet Talk Radio is WPSW Talk Radio. You can tweet the show at Zeta Phi Sigma_10. The Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We're partners with them in what we're trying to make happen through this interactive platform. Also, Smith 15. Our live broadcast will be available on Big O Live. That's at Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. Facebook.com. That's Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. Instagram, Greenbow1. Again, partners of Doe Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We also have an opportunity. You can check us out on TikTok, and that's Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. And YouTube, we have our channel operating. You can subscribe. You can go to the Smith Way Enterprise. Our on-demand episode aired on Blog Talk Radio, along with Instagram, which is at president.drlawrence.smith. Rumpley at WBSW Radio, the Internet Station 43, TikTok Live at Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. Truth, you can check us out on WBSW Radio, the Internet Talk Radio, Internet Station 23, Twitter, Lorenzo D. Smith, and Tumblr, Dr. Low Smith Blog. WBSW Radio, the internet station, we number one, has listeners and watchers, and I want to apologize. I about said 42, but we had an additional listener, a listener and watchers added. Country, it's 43 countries now. We had recently the Czech Republic and Canada. So we are taking care pretty much of the North American country. So thank you so much for taking time to be a part of this. Register for WBSW Radio giveaways via send your name. First thing you need to send You can send it through a comment. You can send it through a text question. Just email us your name so we can raffle for those giveaways we have. We have hotel stays, varies from 3 nights to 4 days, up to 5 nights to 6 days. We have international trips we'll be giving away hotel stays, along with here on the continent of North America, we'll be giving away trips in various parts of the United States, Mexico, and along with Canada. We have gift cards. We have gas vouchers. We also have food vouchers. We do love offerings. We give individuals, send them money to kind of help what they call, but they must register by sending your name along with one of these means of transaction, Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. We also want to share with you that you can sow a seed so we can purchase the books that we also give away in our raffle, along with our gift cards, food vouchers. I want to really thank our host of the Minister Shannon Show, Minister Shannon Hendricks, made her donation, along with Minister Connie Collins, Riosha Smith. Those individuals already made their dollar pledge. So we thank them. It may have been more than a dollar, but they make the pledge. They sow the seed with WDSW Radio, and you can do that at Cash App, $ Lorenza D. Smith. We look forward to you being a part of what we're doing. Our title for tonight's show is America is Rupture. And we truly, truly want to talk about some issues that's challenging life in the on the continent of the United States. And we're so excited to have a chance. Let me shout out to Tony Brakey, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. He's named Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama, in the great state of Georgia. Thank you so much, Tony Brakey, for joining us on Instagram. We also want to share that we have several co-hosts that join us from time to time. They'll call in remotely. And if you look back in the back of the stream, we got all of those gorgeous faces of beautiful ladies that join us. We have Dr. Olivia E. Smith join us from the great state out of Georgia. Time as a co-host. Coach, Lauren D. Smith. We call her coach because she is a coach. I'll give her a shout out. We have co-host Tina Robinson, owning my own truth, doing some awesome things out in Oakland, California. She'll be calling from there from time to time. She may be in Atlanta, or she might be in Vegas. She tried to make an impact wherever there's a need, but particularly in Oakland, California. We have Lisa Levine, one of the hosts of our show on Wednesday night, Tell the Truth, Prime Time. She's a licensed clinical social worker. And you can check her out if you happen to be in South Florida. She's on the area down there, Boca Raton, in that area, down in Broward County. Give her a shout out. Then, none other than our host. Our co-host. I'm going to say co-host with the most. None other than Scarlett H. Black. Scarlett H. Black is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Lauren D. Smith is a member of Alpha Kappa. Alpha Sorority Incorporated, and Dr. O is a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for volunteering. We know sometimes you can be here, sometimes you can't. Let me kind of step away a little bit from what exactly, and this could be a part of it. Tonight we will be preparing a lot of areas for the primaries, and you need to make sure you get out and vote tomorrow. This is the primary. It's going to determine that they've been already voting in other states, up to 4 or 5 other states. And you need to make sure you take an opportunity. Have to absentee. If you have, because it may possible that for a long period of time you can vote up until some primaries. So we'll give a shout out to those areas and those states and those districts who have made that possible. Please, God, your vote matters. Your vote matters, even in the primary. Don't go to the primary. Don't sit at home in the primary, then rush into your election. You have much more of a challenge there. So just let's make it happen. Let's make it do what it needs to do. Let's start off by looking at America. America is rougher. We're going to start in the era of education. See, we have to keep in mind that education is very important. We are a splendid nation. We are splendid that we are divided. We have two groups that are pulling, trying to see who's going to be the one to lead. But we can't do this unless we focus on one of the most important things in our success and our survival so we can be impactful, and that is education. Our first segment we'll focus on is education important. And I want you to kind of think about, is education important for success? When we think about education, education allows you an opportunity to empower yourself. So the empowerment that comes from education, just one person far beyond the individual, making a positive impact. See, education allows you to be an impactful man, an impactful woman. Education allows you to make a positive impact. See, for the greater good. See, we have a show on the second Tuesday that focuses on the grassroots. And in that show, it's named Our Voice. And Our Voice will focus on the grassroots. I'm sorry, normally it's going to be the third, because sometime on the first do Dr. Lowe's show or Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. Then we do on the third, we'll do Our Voice. So in essence, Our Voice is a grassroots talk show that focuses on individuals and communities at the grassroots level. We do it block by block. And we're truly excited that's why we push for that we prepare ourselves through education, prepare ourselves through training. See, when we're educated, we can empower ourselves, just like being educated about the vote. Understanding that your vote matters. And you have to understand that knowledge is power. See, when you get education, it is you as an individual to make impactful decisions for the greater good of your family, your community, and your country. So I want to quote Francis Bacon. He wrote, "The more one knows, the more one will be able to control events." See, education allows you to control events. It allows you to direct as well as follow. It allows you to help your family. It allows you to help yourself. So it's important that we understand that we need our educational system to be successful. So it's very important that education is successful. As well as Thomas Jefferson, I want to give a quote from him. It's a very short quote, but it's powerful. It said, "Knowledge is power." And I'm going to say that again. Knowledge is power. Developing country. A developing country. Education is a major factor in stable governments, improving society, reducing poverty, fostering economic growth, and achieving gender equality through a ripple effect. That's how powerful education is. And we have to keep in mind that we have to continue to grow and develop. We are a developing country, a country that's leading. So we want to lead instead of follow. But we must continue to emphasize education. education improves our society. It improves our livelihood. You attain either a credential or you attain a certification. Attain that certification. I tell you, it allows you to reach your very far. It allows your attitude to reach a new aptitude because you would gain the knowledge that leads towards success. So that we push for and support education. We have one of our co-hosts joining us, and she's going to join us, and I'm going to lead her in and introduce her. I've shared your name already, co-host, but we make you live now, and then we'll do our introduction like we always do. This young lady hails from the great state of South Carolina. She's a former educator. She's a former counselor. She's a former administrator. She's an author. And she's truly an advocate for people. A member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, none other than Sara Scarlett H. Black. How you doing, Sara?
I am doing fine. How are you doing? Long time no see, so speak.
Yes.
And I'm sorry I'm late getting in, but I just got back and I was trying to get your phone. But glad to be with you and our listening audience. Thank you so much.
I really appreciate you, Sara, for being here. It's truly a blessing to kind of get back on. We've been on, but we've been having guests, having participants want to come on and talk and share their thoughts because, you know, the primary is coming up and they want to make sure they get on. And we have other people that are requesting them. On the 18th, we have a young lady that's focused on the business aspect. So we have people that want to join us. But we was talking about the importance of education that will allow individuals to be successful and impactful. You want to share your thoughts on that?
Well, I just think, I just heard the tail end of what you were saying, and you were spot on. Education is a door and a key to that door to open to a lot of possibilities, a lot of things that, you know, we take for granted. But with the education, comes a lot of reasoning skills, comprehension skills, things that you can, you know, kind of sometimes just think through, analytical skills, and just the opportunities that's afforded to you with an appropriate education, whether it's vocational education, high school, of course. You know, we used to tell our kids that's a given. We don't even talk about that because we expect you to go to high school, complete high school, and then move on into vocational career, post-secondary career, things of that nature. But to have those opportunities, just a given that that's something in a free country where public education is free and it's there and available and affordable for scholarships and grants and things of that nature that you can go on and reach the possibilities that you have and that's been given to you by our Heavenly Father, if you want to, you know, say it like that, you know, and I usually do, that there's a potential in each one of us, our talents, our skills, may be different for the next person. Mine may be different from yours, and yours may be different from mine, but the bottom line is that's inside each one of us, and I just hope that people in a country where other countries where children and kids have to go through so much just to even get to high school, we don't have to do that here in this country. So it's there for the taking, but you have to go after it, and you have to get people surrounding you. It's going to push you in that direction also. The company that we keep, the people around us, either going to do two things: either pull us back or push us forward.
And Sara, I'm glad you brought it up about the, if we want to excel, to be very careful about the company that we keep. all as parents, by sometimes there are so many elements that may not be being exposed to what you're exposing your child to or your family members. And I think that's one of the things that has begun to kind of seep more into play because of the influence of technology. You have Instagram, you have TikTok, you have Facebook, you have so many opportunities where people will use it to sell something to you. In some cases, selling children dreams. And that's something we have to be very cognitive of and be very careful about how this technology is being used. And too many times that it our basic education, because while individuals will make want to narrate or have their narratives out there, I would just want to say to a lot of young parents, you when you chose to have a chose to be, want to prepare him or her to their best of their ability, and it requires you to spend time. If you want success and you want impact, you have to give the time. Because Sarah Black know that we're the grand. We're gonna work, you know, from bottom up. We're not gonna let it be a trickle down effect. And it starts in our homes, in our neighborhoods, and we have to take charge of that if we want our young people to be successful, so they truly can experience exactly what Thomas Jefferson said, knowledge is power. When you have practical knowledge, you can have power. You can do a lot of things. Want to share anything else on that right there, Sarah?
I just think that, you know, what you said is right. You know, it's true. It's where we put our emphasis, and it does start there at the home, inside the home. You know, it's amazing to me how our ancestors and even our grandparents, great-grandparents, grandparents, and so on, and our mothers and fathers, you know, compared to 2024, we have a lot. We can go places, we can do things that they never could do. But, you know, those little coins that they would collect, you know, in those cabins and stuff, and didn't have the access to what we have today. And somehow we just take it for granted that where we are now, someone had to pay the price for us and had to do those things which got us to this point. And I think that a legacy, we always should give back and want them to be proud of us because we're representing all of their sacrifices, and including those who, you know, were killed or whatever for the rights that we take for granted now. And so I think that the opportunities are there. Again, we can either allow people to pull us back or we can allow them to push us forward along with our own ingenuity and our own abilities and the potential that we have. And it just bothers me when I see us blow it. We spend more time sometimes debating and talking about things that really are of no consequence. You know, it bothers me when I see people, you know, paying $300 or $400 for tickets to go see Beyonce, which is fine because I love Beyonce. But at the same time, we can't, you know, buy a book. We can't buy paper and pencil to make sure that our kids, you know, have everything they need to be successful in their lives. You know, Beyonce has education. You know, she graduated from high school. You know, we want to make sure that all our kids, you know, have this possibility. But we got to get our priorities straight. And I'm just seeing too much where, you know, we just have lost a lot of that. But if you think about from whence you've come, then you have a better appreciation for where you need to go.
Exactly. And Scott, I tell you, it's truly awesome to hear what you're saying in regards to our ancestors and we being a legacy of our ancestors. You know, we have to really not allow because where we don't think education is important. Just think how hard our ancestors fought and had to have a camel just to be able to read and read the Bible, not to read, to gain what? Knowledge. So it gives you power. The reason that was being taken away from them and not being able to do it as we have today was that when people gain knowledge or know exactly who they are and who they are, they can control which way they go. And I think we are really at a point now where we have so many individuals controlled just by, I'm going to use something that I know children are constantly on, which is a supercomputer, which is a cell phone. We're being controlled by that when our fathers and grandfathers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers and our ancestors, some of them died because in my family, just for wanting to gain knowledge and power, had a great uncle to be, hung and everything in Lowndes County. And he has a marker, a historical marker on how it was. So we run around here a business not having to put in what our ancestors don't appreciate, that you are some kind of legacy. Scarlett, it concerns me when I hear people and just truly wants to eliminate history. They want history to start 2020. And I'm going to keep saying 2020, because that's when they want history to start. But we have history way before then, 300 and 400 years.
So what bothers me even more is that what are we standing doing about it? As these legislatures, continue to wipe out curriculums, wipe out entire departments like they're doing down at the University of Florida, the DEI folks are gone, completely gone, diversity, equity, and inclusion, things that you need to make sure, that we continue to have our history known, have our history respected and appreciated, but also make sure that we'll continue to teach the history to those that have followed us. And when all these things are gone and we're not saying a word about it, because we keep electing the same people with the same type of attitude. And if you're going to keep doing that, you get the same results. And as a consequence now, book burnings, curriculums wiped out, about our history, and even advanced placement courses being wiped out, and courses that are teaching African-American history and different histories, diversity, things of this nature. Where are our voices? Where is the anger? Where is the protest? Where is the concern? And we just kind of just go right along and get along, I guess. I don't know. But it's really disturbing.
And I can add to that, and you asked the question, and I still want to go back. I'm concerned about those, but I'm concerned about it not teaching it in our homes. We can teach it in our homes, and we don't do that. So when we say, where's the anger, where's the concern, it's not a concern because we don't appreciate from our grassroots level or our homes. And that's where your biggest problem is. Easy to remove something when you have the people who's the one that should be knowing it, don't really, are not being taught like they should be taught as well. And I think that's one of the things that we don't all have answers. We don't have all the answers what's wrong, but what we just sharing, what our thoughts are. We want to move forward to give an opportunity for one of our sponsors to share the information. This is L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. 7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Give a shout out to Anthony Stallworth.
Love that commercial. Like that one.
That's awesome. He's number 587 Attorney Incorporated, and he wants to play a major part in what we're doing here. So you can go to Anthony Stallworth on Facebook and just type, direct message him and let him know. He's a manager in Central Alabama, and he's willing to work with you to get your lawn and get your acreage of land looking nice. Truly, truly, if you want to give him a call, you can at 334-300-7401. That's Anthony Stallworth, L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC. We have several people joining us, and I want to give us before we move to our next segment. We have Bob Smith, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, Greenville, Alabama. Thank you so much, Brother Marvin. And also, we will be... His venue decided to also be a part of this by getting the ad and promoting with us, and we're going to share that with you, which will be coming. We have the host of, we're really excited, Shannon Show, that joined us. They got a gig kickoff on last Thursday. That's Queen Minister Lewis, and she put Kingdom Blessing. Give a shout out to Lane joined us. Thank you so much. Along with Lynn Landron, Redding 282, Miss Betty, Jerry Cut join us. Roy Sullivan is checking us out. Marie Crawford. We also have Terry Joyner. Terry is an artist who a gospel artist. That's doing some awesome things. She's doing it through Facebook and everything. And she's joining us as well. And she having working toward having that first album to come out. Also, a shout out to another member, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and that's Cassiel Thompson out of Oakland, California. And her latest song is ranked in the top five.
And, wow.
But she's from a Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated.
That's wonderful.
She was at the Boule, last Boule. She had COVID. That's why she couldn't get out too much. But we want to give a shout out to Castillo, and that's the last name is Thompson. But we call her Castillo because that is her album called Castillo. Thank you so much. And we thank each and every one of them that are joining us and sharing their thoughts. Tony Brakey, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, writes the library had it all. If you look, had it all. If you look, thank you. So people don't want to go to the library anymore, Tony. But truly, we have Derek Peterson, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. You guys showed a shout out to Derek Pugh, 1914. So truly, truly, that's truly. Those in there. It's many more. I didn't call everybody out, but I'm going to get to you as we move forward throughout
did
the show.
Did you have a restaurant on there? Mary Root? Mary?
Yep, we got Mary Root coming up. It's going to come up at the
okay.
And that's also Brother Marvin and his wife, which is Katrina Roper Smith. They are the co-owners of that. Many more
right.
Businesses in Georgia. Matter of fact, their daughter. Yeah, as a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated here in Alpha Rose Zeta Chapel in Montgomery, Alabama, and she's also been identified as the Alpha Rose Zeta Community Leader of the Year.
Congratulations. That's great.
Also is the second African-American person to lead, and I'm going to call my brain went kind of blank, right? But I'm going to make sure I give a shout out to the organization, second in a long history, been here forever. I'll get it to you as soon as you snap back. It'll come back. So we want to move forth and move to the next segment. And we want to kind of look at it as sorry, I want you to kind of talk about, since we, you know, we was going to talk about it, but all of a sudden we had yes. And then we had holiday. So in regards to the SCOTUS on affirmative action, how will it, you know, we want to talk about how it's going to affect higher education and historical Black universities. Sorry, I'm going to let you start off and I'll come in and join.
Okay, you went out a little bit. Repeat the question again.
We're going to want to talk about the rulings from SCOTUS, you know, now.
Yeah.
On affirmative action. And will it affect higher education and HBCUs?
Yes. I think it already has. Because, again, with these courses that are being taught or used to be taught that are being dismantled, schools like, I said, the University of Florida, who has removed, I think this past week, the entire DEI department, things of that nature where you're really putting the effort to go out and try to recruit and to offer things to African American students and other, you know, minorities, without that extra push. And also, I think there's a problem now about, you know, financial aid in some of these places too. Some colleges and universities are having, you know, difficulties, and with the applications for BAFRA and all these kind of things being kind of delayed a little bit. It does affect us, and I think the ruling kind of gave a gateway to people in those schools and colleges and universities, especially some of the Ivy League schools, where they don't have to work so hard anymore, you know, and to try to get us, you know, to take advanced post-secondary education and go to a college or university. And somewhere where you think that you can't afford, and more difficulty to get in, and based on what criteria are you using, are they using now, to determine that. It's amazing how folks who make these decisions benefited from affirmative action when they were coming through these colleges and universities to get where they are now. And some of these same folks are some of the reasons why, particularly on SCOTUS, and one in particular, who joined in this ruling to dismantle that. So, yeah, it's already affecting us. And in a way, it's going to be good, I hope and pray, for the HBCUs, because come home. You know, if you can't, you know, so these other schools where, you know, we were flocking and getting in because, you know, it was very enticing and getting the money and all that to go, HBCUs are now seeing tremendous enrollment and coming, you know, going to the schools because it's nothing like an HBCU experience. You know that, Doc. It's just, you can't hardly describe it. You can't explain it. But, yeah, it already is affecting us. And it started not just this year, it started last year, really. But I think it's getting more speed to it now, where we are having to look for alternatives and also money, scholarships, grants, loans, and things of this nature, you know, to get to school. So, yeah, it's already affecting us. And, again, it just saddens me that people who benefited from affirmative action, because it has been around a long time, and a lot of these folks are in their careers, a lot of these folks serving on the Supreme Court who benefited from that in their law practices and things of this nature to get even to that point. And now some of the very ones who are saying, forget about it. We don't need it anymore.
Awesome. I'm reading some of the comments. That's why I kind of caught off guard right there. And this is from Tony Braggs, and Nation Movement to Deny Us, Us Identity, which is HBCU provided it. It's tight, a little tight on that, but I'm going to do my best to read it. Did he say the slave?
Yeah. What did he say?
This one says the slave manual teaches what we see fit. These are some things he typed through our talking process, and I want to read them. We will get through this. Technology has given us a voice. Okay, I'm sorry for my comment, but this hurts me. And he's really the affirmative action. He didn't say that, but he's typing as you talk, and I'm trying to read it as he typed as well.
It's a challenge, okay.
It's a challenge. But also I want us to kind of also add to that is that it goes back to what Sarah Black said earlier. Why aren't more individuals who have benefited affirmative action speaking up? That's just a question. A lot of us to go to these PWIs, affirmative action, why aren't we speaking? And we have to have a voice. If you're concerned, don't sit back benefiting from it, and you're not saying anything. And a lot of us are not saying anything. That kind of concerns me, because we need to be able to say something. Because you as an individual who had an opportunity in the 60s, I mean in the 70s, or either the 80s or 90s, or the 2000s, you've been not saying anything. And we need everybody. It's easier to point fingers, but why aren't individuals who have benefited said something?
And let me just add this point too, Doc. You know, and people got the nerve to say that those who came through affirmative action at these school colleges and universities, they want to kind of like give the impression that these were kids that were just not quality applicants to getting those schools through affirmative action. That was some of the cream of the crop. You know, you think Harvard's going to take a bunch of students who were not intellectually ready and prepared into the affirmative action program? It just gave us a slot. So this notion about, you know, we're just opening the doors to all kinds of people, all kinds of stuff, that's a bunch of junk. These kids and those that benefited were academically ready, prepared, and some of the best. Just like we had HBCUs, people think the HBCUs that we were not prepared and academically intellectual, curious, and ready, you know, for college universities. Come on now, you know. And, you know, we've heard the town contest. Well, you know, that didn't change. The talent is still there. The intellectual proudness is still there. You know, you're not just talking about just letting folks in and just open the gates like we don't have the ability to handle, you know, higher education. And that's what angers me. And that's why I think you're right. You know, why we're not saying anything. Now, you and I, we HBCU folks,
mm-hmm.
and proud HBCU folks,
yeah.
because we know we got the best of the best. We got the best education. We had outstanding professors and people in the school, you know.
Yep.
So, you know, we had to grind whether anybody gave us anything or not. We knew we had to go and grind because we didn't want to embarrass our families. You know, by not grinding and respecting that they were using their hard-earned money to get us there.
Yep.
Nothing's changed with that. People are still wanting the best for their children, you know. And to say that, you know, to give this impression that because some, you know, affirmative action helped some to get into those higher-level schools or Ivy League places or whatever case may be, yeah. what do you think it was doing for the other folks?
The same thing.
It just wasn't called the affirmative action. It was called my daddy could write a check or whatever the case may be, you know. Or it's a family heritage, you know. We got a building named after my uncle or whatever. So maybe we not have had that. But, you know, the bottom line is, I want to say everybody was affirmed to ask if you got in.
That's right. And I mean, you know, one thing, Scott, we always kind of heard this, because as well as your university, my university, because we ran into that point in our history in the last 20 years that we had a sort of like a reverse situation where if you was a historical black college, you had a lot of the ones that would be considered to be minority at that university, but they're a majority. They came and they enjoyed the benefits as well.
Right.
The benefits on the other side as well. So we have a situation, but back to it, you know, but you have individuals who have benefited from that, will not say anything because it allows them to just be with the name and graduating with the name they graduate. They in the job that may give them six figures or give them the high level, and they're not going to say anything because they don't want to hurt their job. They don't want to hurt their ability. It's sort of like we put them in a box and they got to stay in that box. But truly, we need to be able to voice our opinion. And tomorrow you'll have an opportunity, I'm going to say, in several states, and no particularly in Alabama, it's the primaries coming up. And you need to get out and vote. Don't wait, as I said earlier, to November, to the general election. You might be a dollar short then. You need to get out and vote. We in Alabama have the new district. Congressional district was carved out and voted on and put into play. And we have over 15, 16 candidates, and that's putting both parties together. And a decision to get to the one or two, we got to be done tomorrow. We can't wait to November and do it. And it's truly one of those things that there are things working that we have to take advantage of, and things that cause it. We don't want to scratch, don't want to rub nobody's shoulders or bump somebody or hurt somebody. We're quiet about, and then we come back and complain about it. Don't complain to around the corner. Complain out openly. Let people know that you're not in agreement with that, because it's not. It affected how we work and operate. Scott, we're going to get our next commercial right quick, and we got to give our favorite one, Mary Ruth's Restaurant of Georgia.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
In meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturdays. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
That's Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. True shout-out to Brother Smith and his wife, Sarah Katrina Roper Smith. The Blue and White family, as I said earlier, their son is a member of Phi Beta Sigma Incorporated.
Oh, right.
Of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. and their several family members, their uncle and the cousin. It's just a blue and white setting there. But it's an awesome place. You can check them out. 261 Highway 106 West, Georgiana, Alabama. You can give Marvin or Katrina a call if you want to order ahead or just call and maybe talk to them. You might be in another state and you want to say, I want to see what you actually have on your menu because I might be traveling, going down to the beach coming up very soon. And the number truly is a great opportunity for you to give them a call, and that says 334-549-0950.
Well, I'm going to have to make arrangements with them. They're going to have to ship me something. And, you know, I have to make arrangements for Easter or something. They're going to have to, you know, ship me dry ice, put it on ice or something. You know, but we'll talk.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, actually, Marvin is on the line. So when I mean on the line, he's on Facebook. He's on the platform. So he hear you. Marvin is well. Thank you so much, Marvin. So Sarah Black, can send her something. We give a shout-out to Ms. Bush, EDS, from Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Incorporated. We also have Matthew 9144 joining us. We have Red Rosebud, thank you. Shirley Atkins, J-Bo joining us. Thank you so much, J-Bo. You have Mix, My Magazine, thank you so much. Overjoy 54. Donna Ford joining us. Dolores Everett joining us. Al Rich. Tammy Plummer is joining us. Thank you so much, Tammy. Richard Davis. We have Seven Torah. Thank you joining us. Those individuals slowly tapping in. We have Draven Chain joining us. We have Belt 1033. Thank you so much for joining us and being a part of this. Thank you so much. Just want to be a part. I can say it over and over again, and I will say it, because it's truly to have you as a part of this and working through the several devices. It's a break here. Continue to type several things, and more people added, keep pushing this further and further up. So he's continuing to type some things, and thank you so much. And last thing is, this is a very hurtful and sobering session. So we thank him so much for typing that in. Kind of Robert Krupa, thank you so much for joining us as well. As we move forward, because we're going to kind of expedite our time here, and we don't have much, but we'll work it out. On the voting, as we said earlier, I said about the second congressional drawn district or district 2 in the state of Alabama. We have a Sara that's running as well for that district out of Saraland, Alabama. District come all the way down to Mobile, Alabama, over to Phoenix City line, Georgia, over to the Georgia line. Truly, she's one of them, and I'm going to give her a shout-out because she was on this show. And that's Stacy Thomas Shepherdson, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Incorporated, running for that congressional district 2 vacant seat. And truly saying we give her a shout out. We have to do that.
But we want to talk much about luck, much luck.
Thank you so much. We want to talk about the redistricting, and this is where we speak about in Alabama, because this is a district drawn out. As I said, there's started off like 15 candidates on the Democrat side, and I think it was about 8 candidates on the Republican side. Some of them got counseled out because they didn't do the paperwork. Like for the Ethic Commission in the state of Alabama, you got to have on file if you're running for public office. Some of them didn't do that, so it kind of eliminated a few of them. The district on the Democratic side includes Anthony Daniel, who he's actually not living in the district, but because of the regard of the district, someone can still run for it, and then if they elect it, they can move in the district. I really didn't I had a problem with it. I really, because you really don't know what's going on. The district that Anthony, and I'm speaking of him because he's one of my former students. It's all right. He's one of my former student athletes. Athlete who left the school, graduated, went up to Alabama A&M, Historical Black College and University. Eventually ran for the House of Representatives for the state of Alabama. He's been there like 8 or 9 years. So he's won that congressional seat. So I'm going to give a shout out to Anthony Daniels. Also, we have Figures, Mark Figure, as we know, Michael Figure, you know, brought down the Klan in the state of Alabama. And his mom took the seat when Michael Figure passed on. And Samara had been working with, he worked in the, part of the chief of staff office under Obama administration. So, but he's from Mobile. And,
so you got some real quality candidates running for the seat.
Exactly. And then also we have several other candidates in there. They're Julian Moore, I believe, out of Birmingham. We got three or four counties out of the Birmingham. Again, Birmingham is not part of the district, but like again, they can run. That's what the agreement was. Then we have the Alabama Democratic Conference, headed by Joe Reed, has put a slate of office, and he has put Bracey, the individual that the ABC is supporting, which, you know, that is the very strong Black Party. Joe Reed has been the individual who's, you know, been at the head of that for me. And my son is, I think, might be the executive director of this individual. That's Joe Jr. Joey, but it's Joe Reed Jr. So that's, he put someone else beside the ones I just mentioned. But if you want to just jump in right there, Scarlett, and say your thoughts on the redistricting.
Well, first of all, you know, you and I, we live in red states, and your state has really been in the news a lot lately, and not for the right reasons. And other thing I'm going to say to people listening and from the state of Alabama, just like I say here, you keep voting for the same thing over and over again who's not representing your interests, who doesn't represent anything about you, and don't really care to try, because you all, it's tough. You got some tough stuff going on in Alabama. Then it's time to take a change and try to Alabama's a very poor state, just like most of the red states, you know, are. And you have to work, you know, even harder, but you got to vote. And regardless of how you vote, you know, hopefully you'll vote for folks who are going to represent what your values and interests really are, and not put people in there because it has an R or whatever by their name, you know. Right now, it's about democracy. It's about doing the right thing. It's about making sure that those who have fought to defend this country, protect and defend, like all should be doing. You know, we send our soldiers off around the world. We're not asking for their political parties. We're asking for them to protect and defend democracy and defend this country and to represent us. And in those areas where you are voting to see who's going to be the best to represent your town, your community, your district, and thank God for that they were able to get this new district seat up because of the redistricting and trying to make sure it was done fairly throughout. So you got some real tough decisions to make, but vote for what's right. And vote for the person who is going to represent the right. But more importantly, vote. Too many people are giving their lives for the right to vote and to make their voices heard and to express how they feel and want things in your area and also in this country.
That's awesome, awesome. And truly, I want everybody to just get out tomorrow if your primary is happening tomorrow and you vote, because I know South Carolina already had their primary.
We had our primary.
And several states that are coming up tomorrow, and it's going to be almost like a Super Tuesday tomorrow.
It's called Super Tuesday tomorrow.
Yeah. And my only biggest concern is that in the Alabama Democratic Conference, the fight that is going on, and this is not the fight of any other power culture. We're fighting each other, and instead of allowing them to come together, and that means that the plan of dividing and conquer is working to a point that we may not want to accept and understand, and we just have to get on that. We got to stop wanting to get what we want all the time and get what we need for. And it's too many times.
And watch this AI too, because this AI is putting out disinformation. AI, artificial, intelligence, artificial information is coming out on this AI. Be very careful of falling for the okey-doke and falling for this stuff.
Exactly. And that's what we have to just kind of make sure we put our ear close to the ground. You know how the Indians used to do many long years ago. The scout put his ear on the ground. They can hear what's traveling. He can look at the ground and see. And we got to get back to the old way of caring about one another and stop just being selfish. That's the reason why we're fragile, because we're selfish. And I think that's one of the biggest things we got to. But I'm going to have to play another commercial before we get to our time. And we have Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace, and I need to make sure I play and represent her as well as Tristan, and then we'll get ready to close out. Exactly. It's been awesome. I'm telling you now. I thank you so much, Scarlett, for taking time. We just go over a little bit. I don't want it to go off, but this is Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344, or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. Tristan LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. Tristan LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
Man, Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. That's Jennifer Jackson. Go to Facebook, type in Jennifer 1N Jackson or Charlie's Angel, or give them a call at 251-369-1344. Mr. William Scott with Tristat LLC, a consultant. You can call Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438. 5438. We want to thank each and every one of those sponsors. As we get ready to close out, the hour went pretty quick tonight, but it is what it is. We're going to make it do what it do. But Scarlett, any parting words you want to share with?
Well, I'm just thrilled to be back with you tonight. It's been quite a while and a lot going on, but just thrilled to be back and to have our audience with us. And congratulations on, I think I saw the Czech Republic is checked in with us now. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're glad to have them and all the other countries who have joined the Smith Production family. And tuning in, we appreciate you and appreciate our standards audience right here in this country who are always on the scene. And I'm impressed with the commercials. You've really gotten good at getting these commercials done. It's really nice.
Thank you.
great job.
We've come a long way.
Doc was doing this a few years before he asked me to come, you know, to join, and I'm glad I did because this always makes me happy, and to know that we are doing our best to provide information to our listening audience, and also to hear from them, and to just keep the standard and keep hope out there that this too shall pass. All this that we're going through, we just keep striving every day to be the very best that you can be. I know I try to be the very best that I can be, and what I was yesterday, you know, I want to be better today. And tomorrow, I want to be better. So I think, you know, you just put one foot at a time, we will reach it. We'll keep striving, and we'll keep learning, and we'll keep growing. So thank you, Doc. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Zara. Thank you so much. The co-host with the most. Okay. I always say the host with the most, co-host with the most. Thank you so much. That's Scarlett Black, Harvey Black, a author. I want to make sure I never forget that again. She's an awesome individual, and she's impactful in the state of South Carolina. Keep doing what you're doing, Zara. Make a difference. I want to thank each and every one of you all that joined us. Brother Breaker said this segment got him angry, so we want you to calm down, Brother Breaker. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. We got several other people. We had sort of like a big blow in our internet that we rebooted up on the TikTok. We had at the time about 264 people on, and now we new broadcast going on beyond the hour, because we get an hour to do it. I'm going to give a shout-out to some of those people added on. That's Addie. Addie is a name. You have Maurice W. You have a user. You have Soli Tom, Catherine Bannister, Tawana Fitch. Thank you so much, Dave. Terrell Murphy. Bruce. Thank you so much. And they come in quick and fast. Then we have a Rose Burnett that's joining us. We also have Rebecca Ardley is joining us. Thank you. I had to give a shout out. We have Isaiah Moore joining us. We have Gregory Marsh, Arlena Johnson, Little Bit joining us. We got quite a few. I'm telling you, we got them coming in quick and fast now, real hard. We have Charles Harvey. We have Keish Daniel. Thank you so much. This is Gene McQueen. 29 joining us. We have another user. I'm just trying to give a shout out to Burn joining us. G. Crystal joining us. Crystal joining us. Robert Levy. Thank you so much. Mary Bakungo. Thank you so much. Tony Forney. Mary Faye Thomas, Frank Harden, thank you. Patricia Furr, thank you. David Well, ETS, thank you. Pat, Tori McKinney, Stokes, several inner users. See, we got quite a few joiners. Thank you so much, Scarlett, so much. And I just want to give a shout out to those individuals. And as we get ready to close, see, God has blessed us again. And Scarlett, I always say, but to the Divine Nine that are joining us, thank you so much for being supporting what we're trying to do. But we have to play that last commercial. commercial for that chapter that's supporting what we're doing.
Brothers
and
fathers, right.
Jacob I Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Alabama.
I want to share this with you.
It is indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, they're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
We want to keep on grinding, and in the bottom line, as we get ready to leave this place, I just want to tell you, it is coming from my heart. I love you, and it's from my heart, and I'm going to say it with the passion I always say. Sarvar Black, thank you so much. And to all of you, with the addition of our recent countries, the Czech Republic, along with Canada joining us. So we're up to 43 countries. So God is so good, and I want to tell y'all from my heart, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the day, a rest of the night. We'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m., Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. And we're going to focus on preparing our boys to be impactful men. Have an awesome rest of the night. We'll see you when the sun breaks again. Bye.
Good night.